You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Jeff Pearsall, the founder and CEO of SCB Marketing, inspiring, motivating, and connecting entrepreneurs, business leaders, and communities. He's also the co-author of Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, Your GPS in an Era of Hyper Change. Mr. Pearsall, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a great pleasure and honor to be here with you. Really looking forward to this time together and speaking with our fellow entrepreneurs out there.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today in all these regards. So for starters, your book is entitled, and it's catchy by the way, Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, Your GPS in an Era of Hyper Change. Why do you need a new set of rules in today's business environment?
It's a great question. And, you know, really what you're dealing with today is In a world of digital leverage, we've got things that are moving at hyper speed when our ethics and our values do not move at the same speed. And there's a great book just came out called The Third Ingredient that really takes a great examination of this, and highly recommend it philosophically to people. But we had already written Dogs Don't Bark as a foundational piece that gives you 10 principles that you can rely on to build and grow ethically in an era of just super hyper change where sometimes the compass, we don't know if it's reading north, south, west, or east.
And ain't that the truth? You said that very well. Now, what are some of the proven qualities that effective CEOs share?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the things that really, really step out are it's the secret of building a foundation of trust. And people who get this understand that trust creates a 10x factor in the speed of your business. And directly related to that is going to be the relational priority. You know, it's all of our relationships, my vendors, my clients, my customers, you know, my family, all of these components become extraordinarily important. And I don't lose one at the sake of the other. Instead, I elevate them all because of the principles and the guidelines that we're living by. But, you know, trust and relational priority are going to be significant in the advancement of this next 10 to 15 years and who's going to achieve and who's not going to achieve.
And looking at building trust, which is so huge in everyday life, no matter if it's business or within our homes, what five competencies are a must or must for building trust?
That's a great question. You know, the things that you got to have in building trust is, I think, first and foremost, you know, you've got to have authenticity. So, you know, who you are is very real, and it's secondarily very transparent. You know, if you're one way at the office and you're another way at home, eventually this is going to catch up to you. And there has to be authenticity and transparency in who we are. Another component of this is actually doing what you say you're going to do. There's a whole lot of people that bring a lot of talk to the game, but they don't follow it through with their actions. And so you've got to do what you say you're going to do. And the last thing that I would say to this is that, you know, you have to always be there for your people. You know, there's a fine balance between, you know, overextending relationships with your people while at the same time sustaining results-driven cultures. You know, we got to have our people producing results, but at the same time, we've got to be empathetic with where they are in their personal lives and in their business lives, so that we're actually developing a trust barrier with them that continues way past the business.
Today we are joined by Mr. Jeff Pearsall, the founder and CEO of SCB Marketing and the co-author of Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, your GPS in an era of hyper-change here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Pearsall, how does technology affect both transactional and relational business processes?
Well, you know, in the world of transactional processes, there's a lot of things on the commodity side of the business that digital makes very, very quick and very easy to move through. Digital can also bring a much higher level of what we call the prospect pipeline, meaning I can get people into the funnel through the digital process, but ultimately it's the relationship that's going to end up causing the transaction to close. So anything that I'm doing on a more consultative side or an integrated side of the business is always going to end up involving a relationship. And people still buy from people. They don't buy from computers. And so ultimately, that transaction of that service is going to have a foundation of trust, and that's how people buy from people, is at that instinctual level of trust. And those who can establish it quicker are going to be the ones who end up moving faster along that process of the digital leverage for creating prospects.
And taking that even further, why is it important to embrace diverse perspectives?
Well, in this day and age, we're no longer a singular voice. There is a tremendous amount of diversity across not only gender, but also culture and ethnic backgrounds. And if we think individually that our position is the only position, then we're going to put ourselves in really a box that really doesn't have a whole lot of opportunity for growth. The real key word there, Eric, is the word of tolerance. And tolerance is the ability for me to hear your different opinion and your different position, but not be swayed away from my position just because your position is different. I respect it, and I can handle it, and I can accept who you are for where you are in your position. In today's world, right now, too much of that is getting turned over to anger instead of respect of positions. And you're finding that the great successful companies know how to accept and embrace the diversity while still not necessarily sacrificing their own personal positions.
Well stated and well broken down. Thanks for that. Now, also, how is it that technological advances are making relational competencies all the more important?
Well, I mean, we don't even know yet the full impact because we've only got the first generation that's been available to a group of technological advancements. This next generation that's coming out, I mean, you're talking about 4, 5, and 6-year-olds that are having all of their communication through technology. What's that impact going to be on that generation as it relates to their capabilities of conducting relational priority? And there's a lot of work that's got to go into that area. And the other impact on this is going to be by the year 2025, you're going to have a shift in our workforce to where we're going to go from an average age of 55 to an average age of 35. The millennials will be controlling the workforce. And at that point, you're going to be left with a whole different paradigm of communication and relational priority. And we've got to make this a top priority to get figured out, because when we fail to communicate at a relational level positively, then we create a paradigm of where we got a lot of situations today where, you know, I call it the last bastion for every loser on the planet to go say whatever they want behind a keyboard, and they can be as angry as they want, post as much emotional as they want, but bring them out face to face and they never show up because they're cowards. And that's the kind of action that we got to get away from. We've got to get back to being able to understand the power of face-to-face communication.
You got that right. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, we have entrepreneurs tuning in from literally all over the world. What is the best advice that you have ever received?
Be true to yourself. And, you know, that means something completely different from what a lot of people take that as. You know, in coaching, we understand to really raise and use the attributes of the strengths of a person and that particular player's contributions. I'm not going to make my center on the football team my quarterback. I'm going to make him a better center. And I'm going to make my quarterback a better quarterback. When you're true to yourself, find your unique ability. Find the thing that gives you the greatest passion, the stuff that gives you the excitement to get up in the day. And build your team around all the other things, because you don't need to be doing those things. You need to be doing the things that you're really, really great and gifted to do. And that ought to be 80% of your time. So when you're being true to yourself, you're spending 80% of your time in your unique ability. You let the rest of the team do everything else and build your team around you in that way. And you can scale and sustain and achieve a level of freedom that you probably didn't think was possible.
Well, Mr. Pearsall, really has been great to have had you. Certainly like your style and your openness and being authentic here. So we really appreciate your joining us as well. In conclusion, what do you want our listeners to remember from our conversation today?
You know, I think that it really has to be centered around the pursuit of freedom is at the core of every entrepreneurial journey. And that pursuit of freedom is all about pursuing time, relationship, money, and purpose. And if you understand those four pillars, and you understand that really what you're doing in your journey is the pursuit of those, and do it in an ethical manner in which you treat those around you, your vendors, your customers, and your employees equally, and making their day better because of your pursuit, everything's going to take care of itself. And I think that if we can all synergize our efforts around that type of a mission, we're going to find that we're going to make the world a better place, because it's only through the entrepreneurial spirit that we really do create true freedom.
It has been more than a pleasure to have had you, and a lot of rich information shared here today. I know it's only been for a brief moment, but a lot of golden nuggets shared here within the time frame of our broadcast today. Where can listeners be in touch with you and also pick up the book, Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars?
Yeah, the best place is to go to Jeff Pearsall, PIERSALL.com, and you can reach out directly to me. I will respond to any inquiries. And Amazon.com, we've got links on my website, obviously, for the book, but Amazon.com. In any of your local bookstores, carry the book on request, so you can go there and pick it up also. And I hope that you'll read it. And I also hope that you will provide me feedback, because from that feedback, we learn and continue to get better together. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Mr. Pearsall, we thank you for all that you do and for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you. Great job, man. Keep up the great work.
And we'll certainly give it our best shot. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Pearsall, founder and CEO of SCB Marketing, inspiring, motivating, and connecting entrepreneurs, business leaders, and communities. He's also the co-author of Dogs Don't Bark at Parked Cars, Your GPS in an Era of Hyperchange. And for all the details, visit jeffpearsall.com or dogsdontbark.com. Links will be shared within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.